What they want me to tell you is that it knows everything and you don't. The moment you know everything, you're in trouble. The moment you think you know anything, you're in trouble. Not knowing and allowing it to know is the key. Not knowing. Discovering that which is at the source of your own being, the it that knows everything, is inside you. The center of you is harmonizing. The center of you is where harmony exists. The edges of you are full of imbalance. The rigidity of your mind, the idea that you think you have the answer, even spirituality, even this practice, is an illusion. You don't know anything. And once you know you don't know anything, and you trust that which does know, there's no ownership of it. There's no one who can walk around and say, I have the answer. Excuse me. You do not have the answer. The answer already is. The answer already is deeply inside you, and it's never not there. It knows everything. And the more you surrender and let go, take a breath, allow yourself not to know, allow yourself not to have the answer, and suddenly the answer appears. And if you take ownership of it, it won't appear. But if you let go and just are, the answer is always there. If you're trying to understand this, you will probably run into trouble. Don't try to understand it. You are it. You are it. Surrender. Relax. Just be. Trust the knowing. Trust the it that knows. It's within you, and in some fundamental way, it is you. But if you own it for 1 second, it will deny that it knows you. It will go away. But if you stay humble in its presence, open, endlessly available to it, it guides you, it speaks your truth, it shares you, it offers goodness and kindness to everything around you. It offers love and response to beauty. It is such a richness of being that knows all, and that you have somehow cut yourself off from in some way by defining yourself as a person or a thing or a mind that has it, that knows the answers, that gets life. Trust me, you do not get life. You do not own it. You do not understand it. It is not comprehensible. Yet it is what it is. And you are totally one with it. If you choose to be separate, that's what most people do. We're trained in a way to separate from it. But it's not the path to joy. It serves. The world benefits in a way from your ignorance. It builds itself, it constructs itself, it tears itself apart. It does all of these things, and we get to both witness it and be partners in that creation and destruction. But If you want to go deeper than that egoistic, mindful self and see the source from which all of that comes, you can. You can. And the way you do it is sit still, take a breath, ask for help to surrender, and then surrender. Let go. It's a process, it's a practice of letting go of the definition that you have of yourself, of the barriers that you have that you hold on to define this self, barriers of judgment, barriers of elation, barriers that say, I am this or that, I am better than this and lesser than that. All of those things which define us are ultimately the source of our suffering. It's not like it isn't wanted. The universe has created us to be this, to be this. But it has also created us to find our source, to find the center, to find the harmonic that begins to create such a chord of joy and beauty and expansion, such a hallelujah of gratitude, that what happens is it breaks down that separate self, and you begin to understand that that really was always at the center of the journey. Creating life, witnessing life, understanding its amazing nature, its terrifying aspect, its beauty, its stupidity, all of that, yes, we're part of that. But what is going on here is you, for some reason, have come to the path of awakening. It is not given to everybody for whatever reason, but it has been given to you. And awakening is not, if you will, for the faint of heart, because it will destroy so many of the rigid truths that you believe in. This is how it is. This is who I am. This is what is going on. All of that certainty is not going to get you there. Letting go, being uncertain, not knowing, is an amazing path to what is known, to what is. We are living in this remarkable, remarkable time. So much is going on in our lives that is unknowable, collectively unknowable. We're all living in this incredible, who knows what will happen tomorrow moment, and finding miracles in it. Yesterday was a miracle for those who are politically involved. The center held. We came back to the center. We came back to the harmony of the center. Maybe not for everybody, perhaps. There are those of us who like to live in the perimeters of the outer shell of existence. But if you come back to the heart and the core and the soul of being, it's very harmonizing. It feels really beautiful. It brings joy. It brings comfort. Will it last? Well, let me put it this way. In the world of yin and yang, no. It will keep going through wherever it goes. But in the world of the knowing, the witness, the being, it does last. Or so it appears at this moment. Saying anything definitively is probably fraught with peril. On the other hand, there is a place within us, a knowing, a being that seems to be it. It knows. It knows. And we are it. We are it. And the only way to know that you are it is to stop knowing anything else. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. And just see what it means to be. It's a really fascinating time. We are so alone, all of us, right now. Even those of us who are paired with the other, which is a great gift, except being with the other doesn't always let you recognize the aloneness. But we are all feeling it, I think. The sense that we don't get it. What is happening? Mortality is rising. We may not be here tomorrow. We don't know. There are risks on every side, which have been there from time immemorial. But when you live in a certain kind of, I get it and I know it, risk doesn't seem to be there. It falls by the wayside until it comes back. We need to take advantage of this moment of not knowing to celebrate the unknowable, to celebrate that which cannot be grasped, to wake up and go, that's what we need to do. And if we do that, if we open to not having a clue, we will see that some strange, divine, inner directive propels us forward. And we will go brush our teeth, and make our breakfast, and have our coffee, and maybe just sit on a chair and look out the window, or go to work, or go for a walk, or just go, now what, and wait for the answer. It'll come. It'll get you off the chair at some point. And if it doesn't get you off the chair, sit still. Sit still. And watch your mind go through all of its noise and its clamor and its inconsistencies, and wait until it quiets down and it finds the center where it harmonizes with you. And then you know. You know. It will say when to get up and when not to get up. You will follow it. And as you follow it, you will discover what it means to serve it, that which is. What it means to give to that. What it means to be a voice for a participant in the totality that we are. It is such a gift beyond anything I can say to you. My experience is of an expanding field of love at play in the fields of the Lord. It's that extraordinary expanse of just being and discovering this beauty of joy and gratitude and goodness and kindness that is expressing itself all the time. And if you don't own it, it doesn't stop. The minute you own it, the minute you say, oh, I'm a good person, or you try to get check marks for being good, no, that will not do it. You really have to get out of the way, get out of the way, get out of the way, and just be. What I see when I work with many of you, and I see it because I've known it in myself, is a rigidity of mind. The mind set in a certain way. And you don't even know it's set because it's so old, it's so foundational, it's so formative. But I look at it and I go, yikes, that's where the problem is. This sense of knowing who you are, which isn't true. It's a formulation. It's a compilation that started long ago. And it gets you in so much trouble all the time. And what I try to do is go in there and turn, the word mashed potatoes comes up, to just mash it up. Mash up this knowing and make it into this delicious buttery, creamy thing that doesn't have to have structure. It's just delicious. And let it go, and you just let yourself not be anything. Don't be defined by anything. You're not that. Your thoughts give you a picture of you. Forget it. It's partly true. It has resonance. It will be there. You don't have to throw it out the window. Just don't let it be the driving factor. Let the driving factor be that which is it, that which knows. Let that do it. The brain doesn't get it. Your old personality won't contain it. Let it just fall away. Trust me, it feels so much better when it's gone. Holding on to the familiarity of the comfort zone that you think you are is not comfortable, and it's not who you are. It's just a construct, and you are not that construct. You are the thing that constructed you. You are such a beautiful formulation. And when you discover the truth of who and what you are, there's no reason to hold on to this tiny little particle. I mean, it won't go anywhere until it dies, but it's not the thing that governs. It's the thing that serves. And the more it serves and the more you allow it to serve, the freer you become. And then there's just joy, joy, joy. Not endless joy. I was watching election coverage on Tuesday night, and I got so burdened by it, so tense, so pained by it. And I went, well, where's all your enlightenment here? Why are you so involved in all of this? And I couldn't get past it. And Blanche kept saying, you know, you got to let go of all of that stuff, all of that fear, all of that apprehension. I got annoyed because I was being dismissed by her, and I was feeling it so strongly, this PTSD feeling, oh no, not again. It was horrible. And I was ashamed of it, in a sense. I didn't know what to do, so I left where the television was, and I went upstairs, and I sat down. And the first thing that came to me was, stop thinking about yourself. Think of others. And I got on the phone, and I started calling my family to see how they were. Wow. Turning that away from self to other is one of the great teachings of the world. Again, I say this weekly. Christ did that on the cross, from his suffering to thinking of others. Forgive them. Calling people was beautiful. The other thing that came up that just sprang out of me was like when these huge cliche lines, but boy, did it register. It said, in the darkness, be the light. Which of us haven't heard that before? But it doesn't say be a spotlight or a searchlight or the sunlight. Just be the light. Be the light in the bathroom, in the hallway, wherever it's possible. Be the light with someone you're with so they don't get lost. It's just a matter of learning. And then I started to sense that the experience I had of being so uptight and angry and PTSD suffering came and went like, whew. Partly it went because I thought of others, but partly it went because experience comes and goes. It's like clouds in the sky. And I didn't have to hold on to it. I didn't have to blame myself. I simply witnessed what it meant to care that much about something. It wasn't bad in and of itself. It definitely was one-sided because I was on one side of the equation, but it was something that happened, and I learned from it, and I let it go. I don't know if I let it go or it let it go, but something said, go upstairs and don't sit and watch the news coverage. Whatever that was, wherever that guiding thing was, it knew what I needed to do, and I did it. And then it was like it informing the space that I was, the being that I am, to serve it, call others, be the light. Day by day, we all have a chance to learn and learn and learn. Do not get stuck in what happened yesterday or 5 minutes ago, because it will change. We are going to grow and grow and grow as beings. for some reason, we as a collective are on a path to waking up. Waking up is a gift. It's not holding on to patterns. It's not letting you be what you think you are. Just be what you are. Thinking is separate. It's not essential. What is essential in life is really finally waking up to the it, and I capitalize it, that you are. And it is really much too formulated a word, because there's no there there. There's no it there. But it's better than thinking you are it. You are a part of that which is, and it is, but ultimately it disappears and is all this. We are one. We have entered a new phase of possibility in our lives. Something very big has shifted. I know it shifted in this blue sky. I know it's shifting in you. I know it's shifting in the world. We have a period ahead of us that's going to be very demanding. And we either meet it with equanimity, meaning go into the harmonics of your core, into that which harmonizes. Don't stay rattled on the outside. Stay centered. Find your way into peace. Find your way into not knowing. Find yourself being joyful rather than rattled by each momentary thing. Just sit and be, and watch what happens. The opportunity for huge transformation of the psyche, of the being, of who you are, is in front of you right now. This is a holy time for us, for all people, for the planet, for all beings. Right now, the gift has been delivered. It's going to be fraught with a lot of tension and drama, which it is in the world. But if you stay at the center, in the harmonizing zone, your harmony will begin to filter out into the world, and you will be a blessing to everyone, including yourself. So don't fret about what's happening. Don't worry about the world. Stay harmonized and be that which helps, aids, cures, balances, and serves humanity and life. I love you all deeply. I am so grateful that you show up. I'm so grateful that you have an ear to listen to this, because it makes it possible to be spoken. We all have work to do. Mostly it's just be. Just be. Let it do what it needs to do. It's doing it. And it loves you. Thank you. Any questions? Are you all muted? I don't know if I have to do something here.
Bruce, that was a great class. Thank you so much. Really.
You're welcome, George. George, I will tell you, you and Cheryl are the proof of what a lifelong practice does and is. What's happening in both of you is so remarkable, so visible, so deep, and it's taken a lifetime. And I have watched it. I've known you since I was a kid. And I see it unfolding, and it just tells me what this work is about. Why Rudy said it's a life's work, and why it flowers at a certain point, and it just takes commitment. That's all it takes. And you guys are flowering and flowering, and it is really beautiful. So I'm really grateful to see that, truly. I see that all across here. So many of us have been around for a long time. Allow yourself to flower. Again, I can't say it enough. the key to the teaching for me right now, however long it will last, excuse me, is don't react. Reactivity is where we get in trouble. What is reacting in our lives is mind, ego. And the more you cannot react, relax, let it go, the more you will discover what that reaction is. You'll get to witness it. You'll get to say no to it or just relax it. And you will begin to find your freedom in all of this. It's a practice. It's day to day, minute to minute, but it works. It's called surrender. Let go. Let go. I say this every week. I mean, I can talk forever and I don't say anything new, but please know how much you are loved, how much it is available to you moment to moment to moment. Not to recognize it and take advantage of it is sad. It's yelling at you. It's knocking on the door. Let me in. Listen, be. Pay attention. Do. Sit still. Don't worry. It's in my hands. I've got it under control. That's what it's saying. It knows what it's doing. Next week, I will be teaching in San Rafael, in LA, and back here in New York for 2 weeks. And I will stay in touch. You'll hear the talks if you want them. Take time and sit still. Go for walks. Do whatever it is that allows this thing to know itself. To know. It just wants to know. It how can I say? It does know. It just doesn't want you to think you know. Be with it. Be with it. Okay. Stay well.